But still I ask you, how often do you think about heaven? Because contemplating the beauty and the joy and the glory of the life of Jesus and the saints in heaven is necessary for our practical faith. Richard Hooker was not simply an otherworldly mystic. For all his reported contemplation of the angels, he was also a man engaged with the practical questions of his day. He was a parish priest, with all the involvement in the ordinary business of a community that that entails. And he was a writer and a polemicist, deeply engaged in practical questions of church and state. Contemplating the beauty and the joy of heaven, contemplating Jesus and the saints in glory, these things are necessary, not so that we can ignore the practical needs of those around us, but so we can serve them better, so that we can serve them without our egos and agendas and power games getting in the way. Practical Christianity is not simply a program of social action. Practical Christianity is not really even a moral program. Practical Christianity is about the kingdom of heaven breaking into the kingdom of this world. It is about making the beauty and the joy of endless worship real here and now. It is about the ending of hunger and thirst. It is about shelter from the scorching heat and the freezing cold. It is about guiding people to the springs of living water. It is about the wiping away of tears. Because this is the reality of the kingdom of heaven. This is the life of Jesus and the saints in glory. And this is the life in which we share. And more than that, a practical Christianity without the vision of heaven is a deeply dangerous thing. Christianity is a program of social action, Christianity as a moral program, Christianity without the contemplation of the kingdom of heaven holds for us great danger. A Christianity reduced to practical ethics all too easily becomes focused on the self. Even self-examination and self-criticism can be a great danger unless we are focused on something higher and better than ourselves. The path of true goodness, the path of holiness, the path of saintliness begins from that place where the mind is not focused upon itself, but upon God and neighbour. Where the mind is focused not upon itself, but upon our neighbour seen through God's eyes. The path of true goodness progresses through the contemplation of the kingdom of heaven, through the contemplation of that place where the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ is all in all. It is this vision that informs and inspires and ignites our practical lives as Christians. And our practical lives as Christians can in turn intensify this vision. So let's not drive a wedge between the practical and spiritual aspects of our faith. Let's not reduce Christianity to a program of social action or a system of cold morality. Let's do as Jesus taught us and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, and contemplate the vision of Jesus and the saints in glory. Because our contemplation of the kingdom of heaven will refine and purify our practical Christian lives, and our practical Christian lives in turn will clarify our contemplation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.